Hi guys, I want to talk about models and peer group. Models, it means a kind of a role model, not see on the magazines. It's different. And a role model is a kind of hero that you want to be. For example, if you are a basketball player, you want to be great. And Shaquille O'Neal and Michael Jordan is your role model, or both of them. Models, it's important because you find out and discover where people who has successfully the same exact what do you need. And for example, when I was an English I was an English teacher, I wanted to start a business, and I don't know about a business. I don't have any money at the beginning, and I want to choose two ways. When I was I was learning by myself, it was hard because without any knowledge about business, and I kept trying and failed, and trying again and again and again, and make mistakes and again, and it's too long, and it's but I chooses and I discovered some people how succeed in a business, and I found them, and I went their seminars and their workshops, and I read their books and a lot of things about business. I do it, and when I was an English teacher, I went to Korea, and I learned social works, and I didn't know about English, and I learned English for small children, and learned and then I learned English for adults, and I saw a few students have better than others, and have learning so fast, faster than other students, and it's amazingly I'm curious about it. And one of my best students Jeannie, she was in Korea, and I learned English in San Francisco, and she learned so faster than other students, and amazingly, I ask a lot of questions about her method, and the same questions for other students, and I saw Jeannie after class. He had an iPod, and he listened to my lesson in class all the time, every day, and she listened to podcasts, she listened to television, and she read storybooks, not textbooks. She focused storybooks just for fun, just for interest, and she focuses on meaningful, not grammar pointed. And my best friend Steve Kaufman, he was an amazing guy. He was I was curious about him, and he was a linguist, and he's a Canadian. It's not bad. He speaks 12 languages: Mandarin, Japanese, Chinese, French, and he had one more. And Steve listened all the time, every time, to learning languages. And guess what? Steve, same as Jeannie. And I unbelievable. Steve read the novel books, read read books, read magazines, read article, just for pleasure, just for fun, and he focuses on meaningful, like Jeannie, and it's amazingly. Then I wanna talk about one of my students. He's from Korea. He moved to Canada. He learned English deeply, and he listened all the time. The same conversation 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 times a day. And it sounds a bit crazy. I don't know the normal students done it. And he wanted to learn sounds like North America, and he practices. He listened all the time, every time, about the same conversation, and it's amazingly. And I'd like to talk about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods learned golf when he was he was a child, and his father taught him golf, and Tiger Woods practices golf the same swing, and practicing putting, and a little he practices 400 times or 200 times, I don't know. He driving a golf, it means hitting far, and so he practicing every day the same exact swing, and he has been practicing golf when he was a child until now, and he learned deeply, and I want to talk about a peer group. Peer means people around you, people contact you, your friends, your co-workers, your business partner, around you, a lot of people around you, and you see every day. And you find them in the internet, for example, you find Asia, Europe, England, and North America. You find around the world, and you find a super peer group. So, finally, I promise, if you find a good peer group and super models, you will better than the past. Thank you for listening.